Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It was a resounding win for the Patriots last Sunday, a divisional game on the road in Buffalo, and it took contributions from the offense, defense, and special teams. As he does after each and every Patriots victory, head coach Bill Belichick spent some time on Wednesday with Scott Zolak on the Belustrator. So here's an X's and O's look at some of the key plays from the win.
Time now for this week's plays of the week, and coach joins me now. We got Buffalo here. A little special teams action.
Well, this is a play that was really, really good to see in the game. Play we worked really hard on, our plus 50 downing and protection. Buffalo's got their defensive unit in the game, so they've got a lot of big guys rushing the punter here, and overall our protection is pretty good. And then Matt Slater comes down here, and he sees McKelvin run and get out of the way on the fair catch. So he's able to set the picket fence there on the goal line and work back into the field to play the ball. Zoltan gives him a good kick, nice high ball. Slate comes in there and makes the catch on the 5-yard line. Big field position play for us.
Yeah, I mean, you're at Buffalo, and you never know how the wind's going to change throughout the course of the game. How important is directional kicking when you're putting the football up there?
Yeah, very important. You always have wind in Buffalo.
Okay, a little offense here.
It is, and this is a running game. Again, this is something we worked really hard on last week. Starts here at the point of attack with the double team block between Wendell and Donald Thomas, and you can see we get good movement there. Work up to the linebacker. Gronkowski comes in and takes out Scott. Bolden makes a nice cut here, and this is where it really gets down to the running back doing his thing. One-on-one out there with Williams at the corner. Does a nice job of picking up another 15 yards, breaking that tackle outside. But, overall, I think the big thing in the running game was we were able to create some space in here between the double team block and the backside tackle there. There's only a couple defenders. We got them all both blocked and give the running backs a chance, and they're able to do a good job once they got through the line of scrimmage.
If you're in Scarnecchia's meeting room, I don't think you could really drop the blocking any better than that.
No, that looked pretty good.
Hat on a hat, nice.
Yep. And this is a route that worked well for us in the game here. This is Wes in the third position. And this is Scott on him, number 43. And it's, Wes, we know, runs a lot of intermediate routes in here, does a lot of things outside, across the middle. And this is one where he comes in and kind of fakes outside and then turns it up on a double move. And you can see Scott kind of is trying to undercut and jump that route at about 8 to 10 yards. Wes does a nice job of shaking him there and bending it back inside away from the safety. Of course, Tom puts it right on the money, but it's really a nice route by Wes, and we get a good isolation, and then he wins on the route.
It's normally a tight end type route. You'll see Witten run it. You guys have done that with Gronk. We've done it in the past. It's nice when you have that type of depth. You get matchups like that across the board.
Yep, and Wes and Tom really took advantage of it. It was a good matchup. Well done. On the pass rush, this is Fitzpatrick's a tough guy to get to. Did a real good job here. This is Jermaine playing inside on the guard. Has a nice edge rush there on Reinhardt. You can see Chandler Jones here coming inside on Glenn with good power and kind of, getting a good push there on Glenn and Levitre, and finally coming over and pushing through him and making the sack. But good combination rush there with Jermaine and Chandler.
That's
knocking
a
nice, quarterback down.
Nice push by Jones with as many plays as he's played in the game. For a rookie to push through that type of block, you get a double. Sometimes you think, okay, I'm out of this play.
Right. And this is, I thought this is really one of the best team plays in the game. So what happens on this play is Fitzpatrick gets the ball, and he's looking over here at the two-man combination side. And so we, take the underneath route here with the inside player with Tavon. And then we double team this in route here with the safety in the corner. So this is pretty good coverage on the area that the quarterback's trying to throw to. What that does is it forces Fitzpatrick to hold the ball a little bit, and then Rob's able to come in there and turn the corner on pairs and make the strip sack from behind. So the coverage forces the quarterback to hold the ball. Rob's able to make the play, but good coverage leads to good pass rush. Good pass rush leads to tighter coverage, and it's a good team defensive play all the way around.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Good luck against Denver. Go get another win.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back next week with more Plays of the Week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.